Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome. I'm glad you're here in the camp house with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors this week. I think we've got a great show lined up for you. It's an exciting time of year. The weather's cooling off. I did have an opportunity to put the boat in the water a couple of times this week and noticed that the shad are running up in the creeks pretty heavy now. That means the crappie and the bass are following, and it's a fun time of year to catch them. Hey, I caught a black-nose crappie out of one of my local lakes the other day, and I've caught a lot of crappie out of this lake. This is the first ever black nose that I've caught out of this particular lake. When I go to Cedar Creek Lake, I catch a ton of black nose crappie down there under those boat docks, shooting docks with Wally Marshall. But this is the first black nose I've ever caught out of this lake, and I thought, I wonder how many people have seen a black nose crappie. So I took a picture of it, and we've got it up on the website at bbkoradio.com. Beautiful fish. They're actually a black crappie, but they have a stripe from their top lip right over the top of their head and all the way back to the dorsal fin. Hey, Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by a great product from Purina called Calming Care. It came out earlier this year, and people are seeing great results with Calming Care. It very gently, over time, and very naturally settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. If that's your dog, Calming Care might be right up your alley. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. Hey, did you know that October is National Fishing Month? If you needed an excuse to go, there it is. Let's get out and celebrate and do something new, maybe a new destination or target a new species. It's also a great time to invite new people out on the boat with you. Give them an opportunity to fall in love with the joys of fishing like you and I have. It's a big weekend in Nebraska. The youth pheasant and quail season is today and again tomorrow. And down in Georgia, opening day of the 2019 firearms season for white-tailed deer continues through January 12th. Charlie Kilmaster is the state deer biologist for the Wildlife Resources Division in Georgia, and he says, hey, things are shaping up for yet another excellent deer season in Georgia. Congratulations to Mike Reinhardt. He's been fishing that big bass bonanza presented by Simmons Bank in Arkansas on the Arkansas River for decades, and he won that bad boy last week. It's a one fish, big fish event. It paid $50,000 first place money, and Mike won it. When he landed that big 6.22 largemouth, he knew he had a chance, and his heart and his mind went back to his dad, the guy that got him started fishing on that Arkansas River. Fishing, period. As a matter of fact, he and his dad fished this event together for years. And fishing is the last thing he did with his dad before he lost him in a car crash 21 years ago this month. Lake Dardanelle, Mike Reinhardt. Congratulations, man. Great job. From Delaware, Arkansas. I believe every American that can think straight and has some moral values should have a concealed carry card in their wallet and a pistol by their side. Our forefathers thought it was a great idea, and they were right. Last week, economist John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center released his Concealed Carry Permit Holder Across the United States 2019 report. And that report says, quote, in 2019, the number of concealed handgun permits soared to now over 18.66 million Americans. A 304% increase since 2007, about an 8% growth over the 2018 number. And these numbers don't include the increasing number of states in which a permit is not required to legally carry a firearm. That's good news, Beto. How about this old kid down in Missouri? 16-year-old Jacob Morgan of Rogersville. He was out bow fishing on the Bull Creek arm of Lake Taneycomo when he shot a 2-pound, 13-ounce gizzard shad. 2 pounds, 13 ounces, new state record. You can see what a nearly 3-pound shad looks like at bbkoradio.com. I heard about it on the Fishing Wire. Hunter Jones from East Prairie, Missouri, and Tyler Moses from Killeen, Alabama, teamed up at Caruthersville for that King Cat catfishing event, Caruthersville, Missouri, and they won it. $2,600 went with their team win, a total weight of 148.2 pounds, and they also caught the big fish of the tournament, 68 pounds even. They're up on the bragging board, too, at bbkoradio.com. Fortiflora is a super gentle, super effective probiotic for your dog. Have a dog with chronic GI upset? Fortiflora to the rescue. It's worked 100% of the time that I've used it, and I have used it for years with my dogs. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. Hey, come see me at bbkoradio.com and check out this video. I learned about this from Boone and Crockett. An Illinois mom shared a video of her young daughter's close encounter with a coyote right out in the front yard of their house, South Villa Park, west of Chicago. The little girl's playing out front, and the coyote makes a run at her. Nearly got her, but she was unharmed. The video at bbkoradio.com. Hey, a little later this hour, I want you to meet Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance. He fights for us every day, and I bet you don't even know what the Sportsman's Alliance is. You need to.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with three other people for 4.5 hours. We're here. A company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique, the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Another big Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop coming up in Michigan this time around. It's waterfowl hunting workshops for the ladies in Bay County. Girls, you want to learn more about waterfowl hunting? You're invited to sign up for a free Beyond Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop at the Nyan King Point State Wildlife Area. I know I just butchered that. No emails, please. It's scheduled for November 1st and 2nd. And this program is designed for women that may have some previous experience and would like to expand or learn new skills and abilities. Ammunition, dinner, and lunch all provided. Overnight lodging will be the participants' responsibility. On Friday, participants will have a little classroom time, gaining knowledge of waterfowl hunting techniques, basic waterfowl ID, general firearm safety, managed waterfowl hunt area procedures, and then on Saturday, you'll head out. It's an afternoon managed waterfowl hunt. Ladies, you must be 18 or older and have a little experience handling a shotgun or have taken a firearms class at a Becoming an Outdoors Woman program prior to this. Hey, I've got a guy on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line now that is not only in the Guinness Book of World Records, but he's in the Guinness Book of World Records twice. His name is Dave Miller, and he shoots for CZ USA and Aguila Ammunition, and he's just rewritten the book. Matter of fact, Dave, I'm going to recommend they take Guinness out and just rename the book Dave's Book of World Records.
Well, there are a lot of folks that have more than two world records, that's for sure, but it's been a cool ride. I tell you what, it's a neat way of elevating our brand and those that support our events. The Guinness World Records system is a marketing tool, and if it's used properly, it can really help, because there's not too many people on the planet that don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's back up. Let's go back to that first world record for folks that don't know. The first time that you placed your name in the Guinness Book of World Records, you shot 3,653 clays. I want to say that again, 3,653 clays in 1 hour. Tell people briefly how you were able to accomplish that.
Well, it was a team effort. It wasn't just me. I had 16 clay target throwers that were provided by MEC Shooting Sports, MEC Outdoors at the time, and I had 24 gun loaders, 30 CZ 712 and 912 shotguns, and about 5,000 shotgun shells. And I had people loading for me, setting guns in a little handy rack that was right at my fingertips. And I would just pick up a gun, bring it to my side. I didn't mount the gun. I shot it from the hip and fired at a series of targets that were constantly coming out. So there was enough machinery and enough clay targets that they ran on a switch that just ran for 60 minutes. And it threw a target every six-tenths of a second. I shot every eight-tenths thereabout. and hit a target about every 9/10 of a second or just a little bit over that, because there's 3,600 seconds in an hour. And my goal was 3,600. Guinness World Record System set the bar at 3,000. If I hit more than 3,000, then we would have a record. So they were able to do that plus some, so it worked out well. But it was a rotating series of guns that came within about 6 inches of my hands every few seconds. So I just snatched one up, let it rip, grabbed another one, and proceeded to do that for an hour.
Wow. That is incredible, absolutely incredible. And just so you'll never forget in your old age, you actually have that number tattooed on your arm.
That's right. It is tattooed on my arm. This was I'm a big pheasant hunter, and I love to hunt upland birds. And this was actually a fundraiser for Pheasants Forever. I'm an avid clay shooter. I shoot sporting clays all over the country. And so my tattoo is a clay target, a pheasant with great big biceps leaning over this clay target, and my number inside the clay. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's my two favorite things in the world, the ringneck pheasant and a clay target. So it's it worked out well.
I guess it did. Absolutely. Let's step it up a little to this new world record. And you had obviously a lot of help setting this record, and you share this record with some other shooters, and it's very cool how this took place. Levi Hendricks of Sibley, Iowa, Michaela Scott of White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, a couple of shooters from around the country, Waterford, Wisconsin, Jessica Strasser, Weston Zolok or Zolk from Herman, Nebraska. These were youth shooters that actually helped you set this new Guinness World Record. You beat the old record by about 10,000 clays. You shot 14,176 clays in 12 hours, most ever by a five-person team with these youngsters. How did these youngsters get involved with you and have this opportunity?
Well, so, you know, we got to thinking about back up a little bit. We have a relationship with both the Amateur Trap Shooting Association and the Scholastic Clay Target Program. The Amateur Trap Shooting Association has a youth program called AIM, and we sponsor their national championship every year along with the Scholastic Clay Target Program national championship, because we make, CZUSA makes a lot of products that those kids and the moms and dads buy for their son or daughter to compete with. So it's a natural fit that we include them. Plus, it wouldn't be too cool or as near as cool if I just gathered up four of my buddies who never missed and we went out there and blazed away at this, and it wouldn't be the same, because everybody expects us to hit a lot of clay targets, and you know, they expect these kids to do well, but there's a whole other story behind it too, you know. So it's it made sense to pick a boy and a girl from each program and or close to that, and then that way we had young people that we were lifting up to a different level, giving them an opportunity they wouldn't typically have, and, you know, giving the media something really cool to talk about, you know. So that's why. We want to give these kids an opportunity that they wouldn't normally get. And
you did that.
Yeah.
It's just every time you go do one of these, it's not just a self-serving event. You do this to benefit others, the pheasants, the kids, the future of the shooting sports and shotgunning. And I want to go back to a point I made a minute ago. The old record for the most clays broken by a five-person team in 12 hours was 4,602. You guys broke 14,176 clays. Is this mean a brand new tattoo is coming your way?
Everybody keeps asking me that. We didn't have a actual logo developed. My tattoo is a morph of the logo that we had developed for the first world record. And, we didn't really create a new logo for this one. So I don't know. Maybe it's something, if I start thinking about it a little harder, who knows? Plus, I don't know if I can deal with the pain. I'm such a wimp. I don't know if I can take another tattoo.
No. Hey, Go to the shoulder. It's still got to be numb after all of that.
Dave Miller, shotgun manager for CZ USA, now in the Guinness Book of World Records for the second time. Hey, Dave, hang on. We want to talk to you again after the break and get you to make us into better shotgunners. Give us a tip or two before we let you go today. Calming care was invented for the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, the guy that tears up the furniture and everything else. Calming care very gently and naturally calms that dog over time. Talk to your vet about calming care.
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch. Four's new Premier Shotgun Range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the West of Plex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at defenderoutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range axis deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
From whitetail deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Hey, we're sure glad to have you with us in the camphouse this week at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thanks so much for joining us. Big Sporting Clays event today. The Argyle Texas Lions Club starts at 10 o'clock this morning. Going to shoot sporting clays at Defender Outdoors Clay Sports Ranch. And boy, this is an important one because this sporting clay shoot today benefits the Texas Lions Camp, the Lions Organ and Eye Bank, the Leader Dog Program, Drug Awareness Council, Texas Lions Foundation, and the Argyle Food Bank. A lot of people are going to benefit from your round of sporting clays today. So they'll take walk-ups, show up at Defender Outdoors for that big shoot. Registration opens at 8 a.m. and the shoot at 10 at Defender Outdoors Clay Sports Ranch on Alito Road in Fort Worth, Texas. Dave Miller is the shotgun manager for CZ USA, and he just got his name permanently installed in the Guinness Book of World Records for the second time when he and his team set a new world record for most sporting clay targets shot in a 12-hour period by a five-person team. They broke 14,176 clays in 12 hours, beating the old record by nearly 10,000 clays. That is getting her done. Let's get away from sporting clays for a minute, Dave. I want to resume my conversation with you and talk about bird dogs. You love them. They're near and dear to your heart. And bird season's coming up, the upland seasons. What have you got planned?
Gosh, I'm going to go hunt in South Dakota next week with some TV folks. I hunt a lot of waterfowl, even though I don't consider myself a waterfowl hunter. I mean, I say that, I don't go waterfowl hunting on my own. Like, I don't take gear and go do it and buy all the gear. My time and energy spent on upland birds. And so I do have a waterfowl hunt coming up down the south coast of Texas, which I've been on a couple of times. I'm really excited about. But I'm gearing up for pheasant season. Kansas is going to have a good crop of birds. We're going to film a different show out there by Greensburg, Kansas, come day after Thanksgiving. So, you know, I've got Springer Spaniels that I've been feeding all year, and they are just twitching to get out and find me a pheasant to shoot. So,
you've done your tune-up work on them. They're ready to go, and you're ready to go. It should be a good fall. Pheasant numbers, like you say, good in Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota looking good, and North Dakota as well. Everything is looking really, really good this year. Well, Dave, congratulations on yet another Guinness Book record, and I know that you're probably already thinking, what can I do next? And that's when we'll be bugging you again.
You know what I'm trying to think about is a reason to get the band back together. You know what I mean? I want to get the kids back together for a hunt, a shoot, a something. I don't know what it is yet, but I enjoy spending so much time with them. then I want to find a reason to get them back together, because they're all from all over the country, you know. So it's going to be fun. We're going to come up with something. I know it. If it's nothing but to go on a bird hunt or have them on my team on a Sporting Clays event somewhere, we're going to make that happen.
Absolutely. And I know that guys listening to the show today would are just screaming at the radio right now. Ask Dave what guns he used to set this record, what the team used, because you've got to have something durable in your hands, something that's going to hold up. And you don't want mechanical failure when you have something this important happening. And your CZ USA guns do the trick.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because what we were doing is putting the CZ-1012, which is a new inertia system shotgun that we have launched last year, to the test. We've done a lot of product testing with it. We knew it would shoot thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds without any hiccups, and we did just that. I shot two different guns just in that whole thing, and last night I figured up that I fired the gun 3,400 times. 3,400 and a handful is how many times I personally shot within that. So I shot two different guns, had one or two little hang-ups, that was it. And Weston shot the same gun the whole time, no problems. Michaela shot two guns. Levi shot two guns. I mean, we just went on and on and on. And you should see the pictures, the piles of holes. We shot 20,425 shells in 12 hours.
That's a pretty good testament to those CZ shotguns.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. And I had my my factory partners there, and they were just, their jaws were on the floor. They just couldn't believe how well they were doing and how, you know, they got dirty. The Aguila shells are pretty clean, but, you know, you just put that many rounds to them, they're still going to get dirty inside. But, you know, inertia shotguns don't use gas from the shell to cycle. So it's a different animal, and I was really, really happy with that. We are going to sell a boatload of those things.
Yeah, and you should, as a matter of fact. Give us one good tip, Dave. You know, dove season is, the dove hunts have kind of, they're dwindling down now, but ducks are going to be flying into us. Upland birds are going to be flying away from us. Give us a couple of tips, just simple things that we can focus on. Hey, Dave said this when we're out there and the dog's pointing that covey of quail.
You know what? I got to tell you, that's a great point. And the first thing I say is learn how to mount the gun smooth. Most of us can shoot, but we don't know how to mount the gun, you know, clay targets on a trap field where you pre-mount the gun, or maybe some sporting clays where you pre-mount the gun. But a lot of us don't have a good smooth gun mount. Because when you're hunting, you're at a low ready position, you walk up, blur flushes, and you have to know to move your body, mount the gun. And it's in that order. Move the body, mount the gun. And so a lot of us need help on that. I'm still learning that. But it's still something you've got to figure out how to do. You got to know how to mount the gun smoothly towards your target. And that, it takes time and practice. It's like learning how to crawl before you walk, before you run. You got to know how to mount the gun straight to the eye to be successful. And a lot
consistently
of bird hunters need help mounting the shotgun.
There you go. Very good. Dave, congratulations. We're keeping an eye on you always and the good work that you do for conservation and the future of what we do. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Dave Miller with CZ USA. Still to come on the show this week, I want you to meet Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance. What is the Sportsman's Alliance? They fight for your rights to hunt, fish, and trap 365 days a year all over the nation.
Thank you very much for having us on.
You betcha. We want to talk a little bit about the Sportsman's Alliance today, because you guys do very, very, very important work for we conservationists, outdoorsmen, fishermen, hunters. And I'm just afraid that too many people don't know about the Sportsman's Alliance. Do you run into that some?
We do. It's pretty amazing. I've been familiar with the group. I've been in the industry now for about 20 years, and I've been familiar with them going back to my days at ESPN Outdoors. Been around for 40 years, protecting, hunting, fishing, trapping, And it is kind of still amazing how many people don't know about us. We're a small organization, but we work in all 50 states, in the state legislatures, state and federal courts, and at the ballot box, protecting us from animal rights, from the animal rights movement who want to end our way of life.
That is Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance. Tell you what, you look them up online, sportsmansalliance.org, and meet me right back here when I come back from the coffee pot, and we'll talk about it a little bit. Plus, coming up a little later in the show, boy, Major League Fishing is shaking up the bass fishing world. MLF announced last week that they have bought FLW. That is huge. Now that they've got it, what are they going to do with it? Gary Klein, one of the co-founders of Major League Fishing and a BBKO Radio Pro staffer, is with us today to break it all down, all the nuts and bolts.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
The Jacksboro Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to the 2019 Chili Fest and Outdoor Expo on the downtown square. Jacksboro and Jack County are famous for top-notch hunting, and we're celebrating that heritage with a chili cook-off, activities for the kids, vendors, and even a perfect pie contest. After your successful hunt on opening day, November 2nd, come on down to the Courthouse Square for free chili and all the fixins from 4 till 8 p.m. Deer season and opening day at Chili Fest in Jacksboro, Texas. That's a perfect day. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per diem in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, heard coast to coast, border to border, across the U.S. and Canada, every farm road and downtown street. Thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Before the break, we were talking to Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance. We want to pick that back up now. Brian, welcome back. I know the Sportsman's Alliance has an extremely heavy workload, keeping an eye on things across the country and the best interests of hunters, trappers, and fishermen alive and well. Give us some examples. What are some things you guys have dealt with recently or some big issues that are coming up that are anti-hunting, anti-trapping, anti-fishing here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, this has been an insane year already from, you know, the first quarter starting in January to June. That legislative session was just, I mean, it was the busiest we've seen in probably 10, 15 years or more.
Wow.
We were tracking probably 400 to 500 bills, you know, that the animal rights movement had put out there.
Wow. And you feel like that's just the first wave of an ocean that's coming? That's just that's the tactics they use?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's it ranges from, you know, anything that seems benign, kenneling your dog or tethering dogs, you know, that sometimes are meant, sometimes it's benign. Sometimes they don't mean it, you know, the legislator, they're like, they're just ignorant and they're out to stop puppy mills. But tethering things start, you start getting into bird dogs then, you know, you're on the chain gang and staking your dogs out, that's tethering the dog. And if there's a mandatory 15-foot tether in the state, well then good luck having your chain of dogs out there, you know. If they all have to be on 15-foot leads, you're gonna have a mess of bird dogs. You know, same thing with hounds. So those are things like that, little things that if enforced to the letter of the law will put breeders, kennels, trainers, and hunters out of business. And then there's direct threats, you know, direct attacks on trapping to end trapping, whether it's on public land or for a certain species or a certain area. The animal rights movement is coming, and they do it death by a thousand cuts. All they have to do is win one thing, and they're moving the ball down the field. They're making headway every time they pass a bill, every time they restrict something, every time they regulate it. They're winning, sportsmen are losing. And they're happy to take low-hanging fruit, one little thing at a time, and just keep going state to state, species by species, method by method. That's what they said they're going to do, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah. How do you guys go about fighting these movements? That takes manpower. It takes money. It takes really smart people. It takes lobbyists and lawyers. How do you guys fight this?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, like I said, we're in all 50 state legislatures, and across all 50 states, it was 400 or 500 bills we were watching. You know, we have software that scans for keywords and pulls it, and we'll look and read and see if there's an actual threat or, you know, whatever. If there is, we'll go to the sponsor who wrote it and be like, hey, there's an issue here. And a lot of times we can kill it right there. The sooner you can kill something, the better. The further along in the political process it gets, the harder and harder it gets to stop. So we try to stop it at the source with the legislator, you know, right then. Either just kill it outright, change it, write exemptions in, whatever we can do. So that takes time and manpower and phone calls and working that. As it moves down the line further and further, we have to get more and more boisterous, apply more and more pressure, And that's when we'll send out alerts to, you know, our members and put it out on social media like, hey, we need to call. These people need to hear from you and know that this is out there. And when it comes to lawsuits, you know, right now we're involved in 3 federal lawsuits and a state lawsuit. And that right there is just time and money. You know, I mean, they move slow. The court system moves slow. It takes months to get something, but the whole time your lawyers are working on the back end, filing briefs, filing other pieces of legislative paperwork. And that's money right there. I mean, lawyers just cost money. And so that's the tough part, you know, there is just trying to keep up with them. You know, the animal rights movement is well funded. Humane Society of the United States is almost a $200 million a year organization. If you take the top 5 groups, animal rights groups, they're almost a $500 million a year that they have at their disposal. In sports,
wow.
We just don't have that kind of money, you know. So it's hard to keep up with their marketing, with their emotional media pitches that they get. And, you know, the headlines are great, and we live in a soundbite society. So it's hard to match that. It's hard to match the marketing dollars that they put out there to create this false emergency or false issue around things.
Yeah, and they just mislead so many people, so many well-meaning people. If people only knew, the best way for you to help critters is to invest the same way that sportsmen, hunters, fishermen, conservationists, trappers invest, and that is into conservation efforts. And you can help fight this and bring awareness by joining the Sportsman's Alliance. You guys have a membership, not unlike the NRA or the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation or the Dallas Safari Club. You depend on memberships to fight these battles in our courts, right?
Yes, we do, yeah. And we have every level of membership out there, starting at $35 and going up from there. You get some nice swag, hats, shirts, whatever, stickers. You know, we also have a foundation that we work on education and youth programming, and both are the tax deductible, and all those groups out there, we work with them. We work with NRA, Dallas Safari, Houston Safari, everybody. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is one of our partners in the fight to delist grizzly bears and around Yellowstone, and have been our partners for 10 years in delisting the wolves in the Great Lakes states. So when we say we're the alliance, that's what we are. We work with anybody and everybody out there who is impacted by this. We're kind of the tip of the spear. We're small, but we're fast and mobile, and it's the weight and energy of the rest of the industry and our partners that help us penetrate and fight these guys.
Hey, guys, when you walk away from this radio show today, please remember 2 words, Sportsman's Alliance. It's really important that all of us know who these guys are. They're the ones fighting the battles for your right to take your youngster hunting and pass your tradition on to the next generation. Website, Brian?
Sportsmensalliance.org. That's MENS, Sportsmensalliance.org.
Brian, thanks so much. Very informative and a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for the fight. Thanks for what you're doing for us.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance. You think that work is not important? It has everything to do with the heritage of a fishing pole and a morning dove shoot with your grandkids. I would urge you, as a conservationist and sportsman or woman, to check them out. Check out the website. Invest in a membership. Also want to remind you that you can get the show every week absolutely free with a free download directly to your device. You don't even have to remember to tune in. You listen at your leisure from folks like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Podbean, all of the leading podcast websites. Feature Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Tell them you want the free download, and it'll be waiting for you when you're ready, right there on your handheld. Hey, coming up next hour, Gary Klein is going to go into detail with us. We're going to have a lengthy discussion about MLF acquiring FLW. This is going to be huge, and I think it's going to be great for bass fishing. How about that catch, weigh, release Major League Fishing format? Will that be integrated in immediately or down the road, or how's that going to work with FLW tournaments? Gary lays it all out for us.
I'm professional angler Gary Klein, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the website. Here at BBKO Radio is BBKOradio.com. BBKO, like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, BBKOradio.com. Hey, if you're listening to the show and you're new to hunting or you want to get involved, you want to learn, but you don't know where to start, maybe you've never gone hunting before in your life, and boy, everything you see is just so expensive and a place to hunt is hard to come by. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on this hour with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. He and I are going to talk about essentials, what you actually need. You don't need all that stuff you see on TV or at Bass Pro Shop. We'll cover the basics, and we'll talk about some public hunting opportunities that might be good, too. Gary Klein is going to join us today as well. Gary, one of the co-founders of Major League Fishing, is going to talk to us about MLF's acquisition of FLW, the world's largest tournament bass fishing organization. What the future looks like, what the game plan is. We'll go into detail about all of that with Gary a little bit later on. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Hey guys, for your hard-working bird dogs, nothing better. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. It's in the purple bag that says Sport on it. Pro Plan Performance is 30% protein and 20% fat. It's a hot fuel, just what your hard-working bird dog needs. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. I love stories like this one that my buddy David Rayner down in Alabama in his Outdoor Alabama Weekly column wrote this week. It's the story of Mandy Stone. 10 years ago, Mandy was driving home one day and her vehicle hydroplaned, went down a ravine, and wrecked. She spent the next 2.5 months at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. Shepherd is a world-renowned rehabilitation center for people with spinal cord and brain injuries. And that accident had crushed Mandy's vertebrae in her back. She was left paralyzed from the waist down. But that wasn't a stop sign for Mandy. It was just a new direction in life. With her wheelchair on the front of that Ranger boat down in Alabama recently, Mandy went alligator fishing for the first time in her life. And you can see her at bbkoradio.com with that 8-foot gator in her lap. Hey, Mandy, congratulations. Awesome stuff. Hey, Texas, this is important. You need to vote. Thanks to a bill passed by the Texas legislature, Texans now have a chance to make their voices heard about funding for our state and local parks and historic sites. November 5th, that's election day, that's voting day. Texans will head to the polls on the 5th for a constitutional amendment election. Proposition 5, or Prop 5, is one of the 10 measures on the ballot. Prop 5 will dedicate revenue from the existing sporting goods sales tax, so those dollars can only be used by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the Texas Historical Commission on public parks and historic sites. If Prop 5 passes, it will not create any new taxes or fees, but will provide millions of additional dollars for park funding each year. It's an important one to outdoors folks. November 5th, vote yes, Texas, to Prop 5. Early voting begins this Monday. Upland bird seasons have already started in some places like Montana. I know a lot of my buddies are up there right now. They go every year. chasing those huns and sharp tails and pheasants, sage grouse. Well, hey, if you're headed that way, Montana, and you've got your bird dogs in tow, you need to really be bear aware this year. You see, the bears, the grizzlies, are moving, and they very well could be beating the same brush that you are. Grizzly bear populations have expanded into areas where they haven't been in decades, including on the prairies away from the Rocky Mountain front, in the valleys of western Montana, and the valleys and mountains of southwest, south central, and central Montana. And grizzlies often follow streams and river bottoms that offer shade, protection, and food. Those are the same places that we bird hunters like to target for birds. You and your bird dogs could be in close proximity to bears, even if you're miles away from the mountains. They tell me that the event, the ceremony at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum for the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame was the best one yet this year. Raised more money than any previous events at the auctions. Third consecutive year that this event has been held at Johnny Morris's Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium. Chris Armstrong, Ed Chambers, Mark Davis, David Fritz, and Davey Height were inducted. And a who's who in the fishing world mingled about, told stories, and bid on various items. Hall of Fame Board President Donald Howell said the live and silent auctions were wildly successful. The proceeds will allow the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame to substantially further their mission of celebrating, promoting, and preserving the sport of bass fishing. Hey, by the way, Johnny Morris, welcome to the 2019 Forbes 400 Richest Folks in America. You landed at number 207 with a net worth of $3.8 billion.
I'm Trapper Joe. When I'm not wrestling alligators, I'm thinking about them with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wifeson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson, reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoker Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoys, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori.
You gotta stop at Teske's Outdoors, just west of Weatherford, Texas, on the south side of I-20. And on your way to the ranch, call us at 817-599-3400.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7' to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lewes.com or mrcrappie.com.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
You know, ever since Purina Pro Plan became Purina Pro Plan, I fed it to my hard-working bird dogs. Lovable lap dogs, too, or house dogs. When Old Bear won the North Texas Region Championship a few years back, it was Pro Plan that fueled him through that grueling endurance schedule, along with 89% of the field trial champions across America. Yep, Old Bear was a Pro Plan dog. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. It's that time of year when, boy, everybody's really excited about going duck hunting, going deer hunting, turning the bird dogs loose on that big Montana coulee or South Dakota prairie. But there are a lot of people that have been left out of that over the past few decades. And now maybe they're 25, 35, older, and they'd love to hunt. They just don't know where to start. I'm going to talk to my buddy Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, about that. Now, Larry, when I call you at your house, your phone reception is not real good, and typically you have to go out and climb on top of a telephone pole and stick a leg in the air or something like that. Are you up on the pole?
Yes, yeah, I do. And it's not quite a telephone pole, but there's a spot up in my backyard or in my front yard, kind of depends on the satellites, where I have to crawl up on something, hold my right hand or left hand up that does not have the phone, and hopefully that there's a signal coming down through to it. So a blessing and a curse, actually. But it's hilarious. Hopefully the wind won't blow too hard to knock me over.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, I sure do appreciate your time. And I want to talk about whitetail hunting and hunting in general today, because I think there's a lot of people that would enjoy and love. I love the way you put it. Love getting in the woods, learning about the woods, and learning about themselves in a hunting scenario. But boy, if you turn on the hunting channels, there's this product and that product and all this stuff, and they just can't afford it, and they get discouraged before they even start. But you really don't need all that stuff.
You really don't. I mean, I go back to when I first started hunting, and of course, I was very fortunate. I hunted when I was really young, but my basics were an old World War II Army jacket that kept me warm, a pair of socks, actually three sets of socks that I kept on my feet, trying to keep my feet warm, a very affordable rifle that actually, to begin with, I borrowed, ammunition, and really an open mind, and that was kind of it. And, you know, you go back and you look, and we do. We live in a time of gadgets. We live in a time of technological advances when it comes to clothing and when it comes to guns, when it comes to ammo and all those kind of things. But when you get really down to it, the person that's really wanting to get into the outdoors, and particularly in terms of hunting, maybe for like whitetail deer, even small game, you don't need the latest clothing. I wear Sitka gear. It's very expensive. It's extremely good, but I hunted a lot in just plain old clothing. And, even before the camo craze came around. So, I mean, if you've got clothes that'll keep you warm when it's cold out, and you got some kind of boots that you can put on your feet, maybe that, will keep the water out or something like that, that's fine. If you've got a rifle, it's an old 30-30 or anything along those lines that's capable of taking an animal down cleanly and quickly, and you spend a little time at the range, then that sometimes is very difficult to do because of where we live these days. But if you just got those very, very basics, start with a rifle, start with ammo, start with clothes that'll keep you warm, and keep an open mind and get out there and go hunting.
Absolutely. And these days, you can start with a brand new, very accurate gun that's going to hold up well for life for just a little bit of money. Mossberg has come out with a very affordable deer rifle. You love your Ruger rifles. $400, you can have the Ruger name in your hands. Great
or
dependability.
Or less. Exactly. Or less. I mean, and they're an extremely good calibers and extremely good rounds. I just got back from the Kittery Trading Post in Maine, and there I had the opportunity to talk with several people, including some young ladies, which really thrilled me, the fact that, they were going hunting this year, and they were asking advice, what I need, and we talked a little bit about budget, but we talked about the fact that, yes, the guns, the ammo, the optics that we have these days, there are some out there that are very reasonably affordable and even can be bought as packages, scope and rifle, if that's what you're after, and some of the very basics, like I said, just try to keep warm, and then a little bit about hunting techniques. So, I mean, the opportunities are there. We in Texas, where I live, we do have public land. We don't have a whole lot of public land, but there are many opportunities for people to get out to the outdoors to hunt. And unfortunately, too, sometimes when we've mentioned hunting, so many people think in terms of big game. There are also some absolutely fantastic opportunities, particularly in almost every state there is, for squirrel and small game hunting, like rabbits and things like that. And that's kind of how I got started. We didn't have any deer, so the deer came. We hunted deer even though we didn't have them, but the hunting opportunities, the hunting skills, if you will, that I was able to develop really came from hunting small game.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent a good portion of last month driving the Cibola National Forest in New Mexico. Thousands and thousands of acres, and I saw big, beautiful elk, and I saw squirrels, and I saw rabbits, and I saw bobcats, and I saw mule deer. our national parks and public lands across the country, do a little research. You'll find a place to go hunt that's not going to cost you any money.
You're exactly right. Those opportunities exist in every state. There, some states have a lot more public land, and public access is a little bit easier. Here in Texas, like I said, we've got a fair amount of public land, and all you got to do is try to get in touch with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department there at the Austin headquarters there and have them send you where those places are available, the Type 2 management programs. And those places are available simply kind of with a sign in and walk in and hunt. And some of them are really big. So, I mean, there's opportunities to get back in the backside and probably go some areas, if that's what you're into, if you want to do it that way, that nobody else goes in to hunt. So chances of taking the deer might be better in those areas.
Absolutely. And a tremendous resource. You and I talk about the Dallas Safari Club a lot because
yes.
We're members and have been for many years and will be the rest of our lives. But and they do a lot of great conservation work along around the globe. But they are a tremendous resource. If you are just getting started and you want to learn how to hunt squirrels, how to shoot a muzzle loader, how to mount a scope on a rifle, how to catch a fish, any topic you want to talk about, there's a Dallas Safari Club member that is more than willing and very experienced that you can talk to.
You're exactly right, and that's a good way. We learn from people who are our mentors. In my instance, my dad, my granddad, and uncles and friends of theirs, and asking questions and then going out and doing it. And one of the things, like you mentioned, is as you hunt, as you start hunting, as you get into it, realize how very important it is for wildlife, for conservation, for habitat, for the perpetuation of various species. Beyond everything else, you learn a lot about yourself. And I think sometimes that's something that we overlook is that, you know, it gives you time to get away from the phone. It gives you time to get away from all the social media stuff that's out there. You know you can carry it with you. But to me, it's an ideal time to just get out there, put that stuff aside and think about your family and think about, you know, everything else. But don't forget about the fact that you're out there hunting. Don't be concentrating on all those other things so that you're not paying attention.
Exactly right. Well, I know that your arm that you're using as an antenna right now must have no blood left in it. You're holding up in the air. I'm going to let you go, Larry, but we're close to whitetail season. That's near and dear to your heart. So go get ready to rumble.
I'm there. Best of luck to everybody.
My friend Larry Wysoon is a biologist, wildlife biologist. He's an outdoor writer, photographer, hunter, grandpa, host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV, and all-around good old boy. Thank you, Larry.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Did you know that Mr. Whitetail is Native American for incredibly handsome and very talented? You never stop learning here at Big Billy Kinder's Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. truelifetaxidermy.org.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or
Nestra. This was the very idea of Nestra's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in Nestra field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. Biggame.org.
Couple of big events on the horizon down in Florida. The first one in Tampa, November 16 and 17, the Florida Sportsman's Expo, returning to Florida's fairgrounds. In Tampa, November 16 and 17. How about this? More than 35 seminars per day on 6 different stages. Fishing tackle, offshore, inshore, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, outdoor apparel, marine art, hunting gear. More than 88,000 square feet of show floor. It's going to be a big one in Tampa, November 16 and 17. And then the 36th Annual International Auction at the Ritz-Carlton, Fort Lauderdale Beach, Florida, Sunday, January 25th of the International Game Fish Association, the IGFA, 36th International Auction. These are always a doozy. Ritz-Carlton, Fort Lauderdale, January 25. I have Major League Fishing co-founder and BBKO Radio pro staffer Gary Klein on the telephone. Gary, welcome back. Always a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me, Billy.
You betcha. Hey, it seems like, and I don't know how it's possible, but it seems like with the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour and all of the television stuff that you guys do, that maybe you've built this in where you actually have some family time now towards the end of the year that maybe you haven't had before. Is that true, or am I imagining that?
Well, I tell you, it's one of several things. You know, I didn't qualify for any of the cups this year, so my fall has been a little bit vacant right now. You know, I had a really, really good year this year, but I ended up tying for one of the cups, the second cup of the year, the Patriot Cup, and I got broken a tiebreaker. And then the last cup that we had qualified 32nd, and I missed it by, I think, 11 points. So Anyhow, you know, a lot of momentum going into next year, but hey, you know, competition, that's what it's all about. You got to catch them or you don't advance.
Leaning on the bed of a pickup truck some years ago when Major League Fishing was a new television event, I was talking to you about it, and you didn't reveal a whole lot, but you did tell me, Billy, we are dreaming big, and we have big plans. I had no clue just how big you were dreaming and exactly what you were telling me that day a few years back, but now Major League Fishing is acquiring FLW, the largest organized bass fishing tournament organization in the world. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, this is a project that we've been working on for quite some time, and You know, the folks at FLW are just phenomenal. You know, their management team over there has been working with our management team, you know, to put this acquisition together. Of course, we were working on it way before Irwin. You know, we were actually working with Irwin before he passed away. So, yeah, that kind of slowed it up a little bit. But, hey, we got it done. We're moving forward. But what the acquisition of FLW, that gives us all of our grassroots programs. And, you know, again, like I will say it again, just like I did back then, you know, the vision is grand. We are creating a league out of the sport of bass fishing, and the acquisition with FLW is just, you know, us moving in that direction. It's a great combination. So now we have all of that in place.
Yeah, Major League Fishing now has a high school program, or soon will, closing on October 31st is the schedule that I read. Now has a high school program, a collegiate program, an amateur program, a pro series, another pro series. And I want to talk to you about the nuts and bolts of it a little bit. And I know this is probably moving and morphing all the time, but the MLF format, you guys, from what I've read, will implement that sort of, you'll kind of ease it into the FLW pro series, pro tournaments.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah, let me say, you know, we've taken a look at everything, all of the assets that we have acquired. And some of the changes that are going to be very noticeable, especially now that we're in the coming up here shortly with deposits required for the entries into the events, is first thing that we're looking at is the BFLs. I know that the entry fee for the BFLs was increased last season. Those entry fees are going to be decreased for 2020. We're going to go back, I believe it's to the $200 fee. Payout's going to stay the same. And it's the same thing with the Costa Series. I believe that the Costa Series have five divisions, three events in each division. We're looking at expanding the divisions to eight divisions with three events in each division. And we're also going to drop the entry fee back to, I believe, it's $1,600. And that's also the same that will happen on the co-angler side. The entry fees are going to fall back to what they used to be as we move forward. The FLW Tour, as we know it, is gone away. It is now the FLW Pro Circuit. There will not be, at the end of the season, an FLW Cup. That FLW Cup is going to be replaced with an Angler of the Year Championship competition. But yet the FLW, as we are creating this and moving it forward, a lot of information is going to continue to come out. But the FLW Pro Tour is going to be the advancing into the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. So we're going to end up having a moving 10 anglers from the FLW Pro Tour will move in, and then the bottom 10 anglers from the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour will fall out back into the FLW Pro Tour.
A lot of tournament anglers are listening to you and getting really excited right now. This is all pro angler.
Well, yeah, well, it is, but what we're trying to create is a vision or a, how can I say it, a route, a pathway into Major League Fishing at all levels. And there's going to be a lot more to come with the BFLs and the Costas because we've got a whole system that we're going to put into play there. And it's the same thing with the college and the high school. We've been working very, very hard on a national program. And that's one thing that we have is that we all know how cool it is to see the increase in participation in the sport of bass fishing, something that you and I have a passion for, getting in the outdoors. And one thing that the high school and the college level has done is it's brought the families back together, and the families now are participating in the outdoors competitive angling. I mean, you have fathers that have, you know, their sons now are a high school bass team or a college bass team. And we want to take and create a national program so that the anglers, you know, it's like any other sport. You should be rewarded for performance. And, you know, it's like the professional sports, you know, there's a small percentage of them that do make it because they're very, very talented. Well, competitive angling is no different. The one thing about competitive angling is there's always been entry fees involved with payouts, et cetera, et cetera. Well, with the media machine that we have behind us and the amount of coverage that we're bringing to individuals and to the industry, and as we grow this industry, there should be rewards for the guys that are really good. Look at a high school angler and a college angler that is, you know, like the top of his class or the top of his division. If he wants to go fish a BFL, which he can, but then you got to pay an entry fee. So, you know, we're hoping to take this theme from the high school level, college level, BFLs, COSTAs, you know, FLW, Pro Tour Circuit, and Advance. So I'm really excited about it. But, I mean, we've been working really, really hard on it, Billy. And of course, this is, it's all very historic in what we're trying to do in the direction that we're going. It takes time to build these things. They don't happen overnight. And in the years to come, it's going to be pretty cool.
Already, it is awesome. If you don't mind, Gary, hang on just a minute. Grab a fresh cup of coffee. That's what I'm going to do, and then I'll meet you right back here.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Mark Davis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch. Forest new Premier Shotgun Range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the Westaplex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his Buffalo Wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of Buffalo Wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Come in off the porch. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
The phone number here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. You got to check it out. Come see the website. Look at the video of this coyote, aggressive coyote. I don't know if he was sick or what, but he had plans for this little girl, looks to be 5 or 6 years old, out playing in her yard. God's great hand of grace intervened in that, and the little girl came away safe. But scary video that we've got up, which reminds us all, hey, nature is nature. Critters are critters. Don't step out in the middle of the buffalo herd at Yellowstone to take your picture. Take it from inside the cab of the car. Anyway, it's all at bbkoradio.com. Podcast available anytime you want to hear the show. And hey, if you think about it, please give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I want to resume my conversation with 30-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, Major League Fishing co-founder, Bass Fishing Hall of Famer, and my friend, Gary Klein. He's on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line. Gary, thank you for holding on. I want to talk a little bit about media coverage for FLW and what's about to happen there. We're talking about Major League Fishing acquiring the FLW Tour, Fishing League Worldwide. And I want to talk to you about what difference we're about to see in media coverage. Major League Fishing is a media-built event. It was a built-for-TV event originally, and it was done magically, beautifully, perfectly. Are we going to see some of the same in FLW now?
I'm going to say this. I'll just use it for an example. If you take a look at the FLW, what we're calling now the Pro Tour, in the past, their media coverage has been very, very small. I think the FLW Tour in 2019 had 10 hours of TV coverage, or, you know, something of that era. In 2020, the FLW Pro Tour will have like 286 hours of coverage.
Wow. Wow.
And wow. Across the media platform, it's huge. So for the first time, and don't get me wrong, I mean, FLW, I competed when Irwin first created the FLW circuit, the very first time. I competed in those for the first 6 years, and I qualified for, you know, six of the cups. So I was part of that program. And what Irwin brought to the table was huge because it got a lot of guys, you know, again, involved in competitive angling. But the one area that they've been lacking in the last few years is media coverage. And so those anglers now are going to have access to more media exposure than they've ever had.
Yes, they are. Wow. Very exciting. Let's talk very briefly about the catch, weigh, release system. Will that be worked in gradually over the years, or will you leave a five fish limit the way it is? Or what are you guys thinking there?
No, well, what we're thinking right now is we're going to leave in place a five fish limit for everything. The only niche that we're considering right now is on the FLW Pro Tour. We're looking at doing a conventional fly fish for the first three rounds of competition. And then the following three rounds, we're going to do two knockout rounds with the championship. So right now our format, we're looking at a field of 150 anglers, and it'll be an entry fee paid just like what they've always done. The payouts are going to be equal or better than what they're used to. But we're going to compete a full field for the first 2 days of competition, and then I believe the field will be cut in half for a third day of competition with the weight zeroed. Then we're going to qualify 20 anglers out of that group, and we're going to fish two knockout rounds of 10, and then the top five from those two knockout rounds will qualify for the championship, and we'll have 10 on the championship. The last 3 days are all televised, and we'll have our whole live streaming product, engaged with that. So the amount of coverage these anglers are going to have is phenomenal.
I started this conversation with a lie. You're not getting any relaxation and time off in the fall. You're busier than you've ever been in your life.
Well, let me just say this, though, Billy. I'm just a small part of it. Like I said, we've got a phenomenal management team. We have an awesome partner with, KSC, and everybody has a strong desire to get this thing right. And to take it all across the country is going to be phenomenal. And, yes, in the future, we have another program that we're working on with our weigh-in system that, as we move forward, we will be able to carry it all the way down. To the high school level, college level, BFLs, COSTAs, so that everybody will have access to play the game. Catch, weigh, and release, score tracker. It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Well, again, congratulations, Gary. It's so much fun to not only watch you guys fish, and the competition is a whole new excitement like we've discussed many times for fans of bass fishing, but to watch the growth and how this thing is just morphing and growing. It's exciting. It's exciting for bass fishing, and I know that has been the ultimate goal for you guys from day one, to grow bass fishing.
Well, it really is. We need to grow the industry. We need to get more people involved. And just take a look at all of our states that we have that we compete in across the country. One thing that I will say, of course, we're very blessed to be here in the state of Texas because we have such a great fisheries program with Texas Parks and Wildlife, and our fisheries program, and something that you're involved in. I'm involved with it. The programs that they do on the local lakes and stuff is just phenomenal. Well, there's a lot of other states that look at our state and go, wow, man, how cool is this? We want to build. And the reason why I'm saying that is that the more attention we can bring to our sport, the more people that we get involved in our sport. That's one of the cool things about fishing. Is it's a resource that can be managed, and it's a resource that can be managed for everybody. So our conservation message with our catch, weigh, and release, not moving fish around is pretty, it's a strong message. A lot of state agencies really, really like that. But one thing that I will say is that fishing today is better than it was 10 years ago, better than it was 15 years ago. We have more fish to catch, better quality fish to catch, and just look at the little lakes that we have, like right around the Metroplex here. Absolutely, some of the finest fishing in the world is within 2 hours of where you and I live. And so it's as an angler, it's pretty cool to be, in the state of Texas.
My only double-digit fish in my life came from a lake in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth that gets a ton of pressure. amazing, just amazing. Gary, congratulations again, buddy. We're keeping an eye on you. We're watching, and as always, thanks for the time. Get your bow out. Go shoot something.
Oh, my gosh, Billy. I'm excited. The weather's starting to cool off, and I'm ready to go get in the tree.
Gary Klein, thank you so much, Gary. And, boy, it is an exciting time for bass fishing in general. Bass is doing well. Major League Fishing is doing incredibly well. I've spoken with some of my friends at FLW. They're super excited about this. And I say it all the time, if high school fishing, bass fishing, had been an option when I was in school, I would have never put on a football helmet. And I loved football. I absolutely loved the game. But boy, fishing? Are you kidding me? Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today. And certainly want to thank you for being here with me as well. Larry Wysoon, Dave Miller, who has rewritten the Guinness Book of World Records again with his shotgun. and Brian Lynn from the Sportsman's Alliance. Hey, if there was something on the show that you'd like to take a closer look at, I bet you it's on the website, bbkoradio.com. Drop by. Fall is in the air. Get out. Do something. The fishing's great. The shad are up in the creeks. The bass and the crappie are following them around. It's bow season, maybe even rifle season where you are. Send pictures for the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. I'll meet you right back here next time around. And until then, may God bless you and your bunch.